Já está. Muito obrigada. Boa tarde a todos.
Thank you very much. Very good afternoon to all. I'd like to begin by answering Mr. Coe's very relevant question concerning Article 1 of the Convention and whether or not the convention is directly applicable in Portugal. It's true that international conventions and treaties are subordinate to the Portuguese Constitution in our domestic legal framework. Article 8, paragraph 2 of the Constitution sets out the arrangements for receiving international treaties in domestic law and how they function within the domestic legal framework. It's true that there are certain rules of the convention which are directly applicable, and thus they can be invoked before the competent authorities that can also apply them. When it comes to criminalization or punishment, the Portuguese state must intervene. As you know, in Portugal, offences must be classified or defined in the law. To that end, rules must be adopted by the Portuguese state to criminalise certain behaviour. This is done through the adoption of legislation. When it comes to other provisions, such as Article 24 or Article 25 of the Convention, I'll try to slow down a little. When it comes to Articles 24 or 25 of the Convention, the Portuguese state must take measures for them to be applicable. When it comes to such articles and several others in the Convention, I would like to point out that our domestic legal framework already foresees a number of measures, rules and internal provisions which safeguard our obligations under the Convention. That's why up until now that we haven't felt it necessary to adopt further legislation to transpose the Convention other than that to criminalise the offences foreseen. As we'll see tomorrow, when it comes to Articles 24 and 25, we have the Statute of Victims and the Witness Protection Act, which contain a number of provisions which allow us to protect and safeguard victims as well as witnesses and their family members. And we also have other areas of legislation which allow us to protect police officers and members of the armed forces who may undertake investigations of such acts.
Reportando-me agora às questões.
Please now allow me to refer to Mr. Tiraia's questions. Perhaps I can clarify paragraphs 28, 29 and 30 of the State Party report.